Welcome to today's broadcast of Lead to Serve, a leadership podcast with Ed Taylor.
Hey, hello, and welcome again to the Lead to Serve podcast. We're at episode 306, and I'm so glad that you've chosen to join us today. And man, it's a privilege and an honor to be a small part of your life, what God is doing in your life. It's the feedback of season three has been so good, so encouraging. I appreciate all that you are sharing with me, how God's using it, the texts coming in, the emails. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep praying for us as we pray for you. We pray for the audience as we see, you know, we got all these numbers and statistics, but none of that matters because those numbers and statistics speak to people. And so we pray for the people that tune in regularly, you and your friends. Thanks for forwarding this and sharing it on social media. Thank you for the reviews. It really does help us become more easy to find. It makes the podcast more popular, listen to more people. So keep sharing it and keep sharing your feedback with me. You can always email me, ed@edtaylor.org. And by the way, if it's your first episode, my name is Ed Taylor. I'm the pastor here at Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado, at Calvary Chapel. We've been here almost 22 years now, serving the Lord. God brought me out from Southern California to be a part of a work that he wanted to do here. And that's a whole different podcast, I bet, of just the closed door and how hard, how challenging and difficult it was to come to Colorado and how difficult it continues to be. I'm going to jot that down. I think that's a future podcast. And if you have ideas, even though we're going through the Sure and Steady principles of leadership, you know, just the book that I mentioned, Sure and Steady, I'm totally open. What do you want to talk about? What questions do you have that you would want me to address? I mean, look at this. Somebody emailed me a question for a different, it wasn't for the podcast, but it was a question after reading one of the resources that we have here, Ordinary Servant. And just a question like this, I really enjoyed the section about being hard to be second fiddle. Can you share some practical examples of where it went well and where it didn't? And I'm going to be joining. So this email came in because I'm going to be joining with that group that has been doing discipleship as a small group with using the resource, the book Ordinary Servant. So I'll be joining with them actually tonight via Zoom. They're in Hawaii. And I'll be able to join them. It'll be a late night call here in Colorado, but I'll be joining them and I'm going to be answering this question, not dialoguing. It's going to be so cool. I love doing this stuff. And I'm definitely not saying I know every answer to every situation or that, you know, my answers are the best. I'm just sharing where we are, what we've learned, what we're learning, and then you can apply it and you can take it and you can grow with it. And this is the kind of discipleship that we've done here for the last 22 years. You're getting a sneak peek into our staff meeting, into our team meetings. When I'm meeting with the pastors, this is what we talk about. We talk about the things that are going on in the church and the things that need to be addressed for sure. But for the depth of who we are, how can we grow? How can we move forward and what God's called us to do? This is what we talk about. I'm really excited about today's episode because it's something that is near and dear to my heart about anyone serving in the church. And so before we jump in, I want to remind you to connect with us. You can go to my website, edtaylor.org. Don't do .com. Remember that professional Santa Claus is named Ed Taylor and he owns the domain. I'm like, I've been trying to get it for years. But edtaylor.org, that's me. I write regularly on ministry, life, grief. I post stuff from Pastor Chuck Smith all the time. I've been doing a new project that I hope to put into print too that I've been posting at the blog. And that is I've been putting entries, 10 verses about a particular subject, finding 10 verses, you know, about doubt and 10 verses about pain and 10 verses. So I'm working my way through adding to that. And I hope to publish that too, just to help people find things in the Bible. Isn't that one of the most difficult? People can't find things in the Bible. And so you can contact me, edtaylor.org. You can text me, 720-608-0012. And I'd love to hear from you. Love to grow in grace with you together. But here on episode 306, we're going to start with a pastor's heart. A pastor's heart. Right away, that phrase throws people off because they immediately will say, I'm not a pastor. And I would say that anyone serving in the church should have a pastor's heart. Or better yet, that phrase we're using that, but you could also say that all of us serving in the Church of Jesus Christ should share the heart of Jesus, to be like-minded with him. And here's how, here's the subtitle that we used. A pastor, and again, by application, a spiritual leader, a servant of the Lord, cares for what Jesus cares for. Do you want to grow in serving the Lord? Care about what Jesus cares about, and don't care about what the world cares about or what other leaders care about. Like be laser focused to discern the heart of God, to discern the heart of our Lord. Having the heart of a shepherd, the heart of our good shepherd is needed to care for, love, and tend the flock of God. The key to this is caring. You need to care about God and care about others and care about the glory of God and care about the reflection of God's reputation and name on the earth. Because of all the love and grace that we've received, we become a vessel for that agape love to others. And you have to care. Let me illustrate that in something that gets said at pastors' conferences all the time. And it's not just a Calvary Chapel thing. I've heard it at other conferences too, where a pastor will get up and go, oh, it's been so hard. It's been so difficult. And, you know, ministry would just really be amazing if it wasn't for the people. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? It wasn't for the people. Now, again, I don't know the heart of the person. I'm not judging their heart. But that's a dangerous thing to say, because ministry is people. And what will get you through those seasons of frustration is your pastor's heart. Your heart of the good shepherd. He will get hit. The love of God will get you through so many challenges. And while it doesn't feel that way right now, you can look back even on the situation you're facing right now and see it in the rearview mirror and just see God's faithfulness. And because of your closeness to Jesus, you're not mean-spirited, hateful, selfish, mean, spiteful, or any of those other fleshly characteristics are not reflective of God's unending love and grace. It's unacceptable. Pastor, teacher, leader, servant, listen, you can't be mean-spirited, spiteful, selfish. Those are unbecoming of Jesus and therefore unbecoming of us. We become a constant source of encouragement and hope and love and joy to those that are around us, to those that we serve. That's why we serve, to encourage others in the Lord. So be careful to not forget to those that are serving with you and alongside of you. Don't forget those that are answering phones, those that might be sweeping the floor. You should be sweeping with them. You should be answering the phone with them, cleaning, preparing food, tending to crying kids. As a pastor, assistant pastor, as a lay leader, we are there for each other. And a pastor's heart is what's going to draw you to the person. Can I help you? Can I help you wash those dishes? Can I help you clean that floor? Let me get the trash for you. You're out in the parking lot and coming in, you see a single mom fumbling with boxes and all these kids, and you're like, oh man, tough time for that single mom. No, a pastor's heart will go and help that single mom. Go get the boxes, hold the door. Like, we don't outgrow ministry. We are rest of our life. It was once said that the way up is down. Remember what Jesus said? If you want to be the greatest in the kingdom, be the servant of all. You and I, we have the privilege of creating a loving environment in the ministry by encouraging them all day, by loving them, pointing them to the Lord. We have the privilege of making the ministry a happy, joy-filled place where people find refuge from their amazingly hectic, pressure-packed lives. And even ourselves, we have a hectic, pressure-packed life. We get to join together with the saints, serving them joyfully. And the Lord just ministers to us. Haven't you found that to be the case? I can't tell you how many times I've come to the property, or I've reached out to talk to a brother, or put on worship music, and the Lord just bless me, pull me out of my funk, you know, just poured out His Spirit upon me. So good. Be considerate and be on the lookout. And this is another thing: when anyone in high leadership, anyone that comes on staff, from receptionist to building maintenance to assistant pastor, anyone that comes on staff, I ask them to describe for me what a pastor's heart is. You know, what is a pastor's heart? And there's all kinds of wonderful answers, but the word I'm listening for is care, because I think that is the epitome of the heart of Jesus. He cared. If you think of everything, He cared enough to come to earth. He cared enough to please the Father. He cared enough to wash feet. He cared enough to heal the sick, to be around the outcast, to touch the leper. Like, He cared. And caring will carry you, no pun intended, caring will carry you into deeper, more beautiful, beneficial areas of service and ministry. Because it is easy to observe those that care and those that don't care. Even in the simplest of things, we have a brother, you know, ever since the pandemic started, we changed our communion cups to those single serve things. So we don't pass them out right now. We set them up so people can take them as they enter into the sanctuary. So we got a brother that does that. And, you know, he could just put the box on the table if he wanted to. That would be fine. It would be fine. No problem. Nothing wrong with that. People could come to the box, pull out their communion element, and take it with them. But you know, this brother, he spends so much time setting up the communion table on a table, making sure they're all, but it's not just all set up properly. He'll do pictures. He'll do scriptures. He spends the time to set up communion. And I've never really talked to him about it, but I know him. I know him. I've watched him minister. I know his heart. He's revealed that to me many times. I've never asked him, but I'll tell you, if I did, I'd say, "Hey, brother, why do you set up the communion that way?" He would say, "Because I care. I care. Not only do I want the elements to be available to the people, but I want them to be available to the people with a message. I want the people to know that we love them and care for them." And that makes a difference. The church isn't a business. It's not a corporation. It's the family of God, where the people of God come together, and they deserve the care and concern of Jesus to be expressed through the people that serve in that church. And I mean it. I mean it with all my heart, speaking to you and those around you. Like, I want your people to care about the things of the Lord, because then they'll care about the people of God, and they'll care about the downcast, and they'll care not just when on the property either, not just at the church building or the school you meet in, or no, wherever they are. We're Christians and followers of Christ and spiritual leaders wherever we are. And it's going to be your attitude, your friendliness, your compassion, your concern for others that reflect the heart of Jesus in a very real way to others. In Jeremiah 3:14, remember, he says, "Return, O backslidden children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you from one city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion." And then check this out. This is such a beautiful promise. Be this person. Be this person God describes by application. "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." Huh. I want to be that shepherd that feeds the flock with knowledge and understanding, that serves them, that cares for them, that's not a hireling, not just there for the job or the position or whatever. Whatever weird stuff can cloud our, we want to care. The way out of where you're at right now, maybe you're in a funk yourself. Maybe you're frustrated with people. Maybe you've said it, even privately in your own heart, "I'd love the ministry if it wasn't for the people." Here's the way out. You ready? Pray for and return to the heart of Jesus. Pray for it. Say, "Fill me with your fullness, Lord. Give me a love for the people. Give me a love for this difficult person. Give me a love." I've had to do that with someone just this last week, a very difficult person to minister to. But the Lord has enlarged my heart for him. And I need that, because I want to represent Jesus to him, not Ed. He doesn't need Ed. Ed's impatient at times. Ed gets frustrated. Ed is tired, or whatever whatever you face, he needs the Lord. And that's why I'm here, to take him to the Lord. You know, I have a little paper taped up on the pulpit to remind me every service, every time I stand behind that pulpit, that little piece of paper says, the people need Jesus and not you. So take them to Jesus. Something that's a paraphrase. It's up there. The people need Jesus and not you. And that's a great reminder for you, for me, wherever we are. The needs of the people are met by the presence and power of Jesus Christ. And we can either help them or hinder them from getting to him. Remember, Peter told us in 1 Peter 5, shepherd the flock of God, which is among you. So again, you don't arrive at a position where now you become a supervisor and a manager and you don't do anything anymore. We take out the trash, we mop the floor. All of us here at Calvary, it's pastors. This is what we do. We take out the trash, we mop, we make coffee, we clean, we set things up, whatever is needed. I'm so grateful to serve with a group of men that serve. And yeah, you know, I'm sure we have our times where we don't want to do it or we got too much going on or whatever, but no, you don't. We all serve. And Lord, forgive us if we get into the flesh. Have a pastor's heart, you know, and teach your people to have a pastor's heart. Teach the people you serve with in your small group. Teach those kiddos. It's never too young, even as you're teaching in a Sunday school class. Like, teach those kids to love Jesus and to express his heart. Which leads us to the next one, pastor's heart, and then servant's heart. Ah, a lot of people start out with a servant's heart, but don't end with a servant's heart. They end with a master's heart. Don't do that. A pastor, a spiritual leader, you want to lead to serve well. A pastor, a leader follows Jesus and is committed to be a servant to all, has made that commitment. A servant's heart is a requirement, like a pastor's heart. Only God makes servants, and only God makes servants over time. Your desire to serve can't be made up, and it can't be faked. I mean, it can for a little while until you're found out. And that's, again, you're just dealing with hypocrisy. And why would we want to be hypocrites? We're leaders. We're servants. What you do and how you act and the things you say reflect your character and your integrity. And true servants act, talk, and think like servants. The way of the kingdom, Jesus taught us, is not like the world. A pastor or spiritual leader is never above serving in any way. So ask Jesus, even during this podcast, just ask him to give you a servant's heart and enlarge it day by day. Then serve the Lord. Don't wait to be told something. Just do it. If you see it, do it. Look out for things to do. Look out for people to serve. And then do them. Haven't you found this to be true? What you're looking for is what you find. If you're looking for something to criticize, you'll criticize. If you're looking for something to praise, you'll praise. If you're looking for something to do, there'll be plenty to do in the context of the ministry under your care. But don't grow out of serving. You can only grow into serving more and more of the Lord. Pastoral ministry, again, the word literally means serve. It is service. It's laying down our lives for others. It's taking the place of a servant spiritually, the servant of all. It's following in the footsteps of Jesus. It's counting the cost and paying the price. If Jesus washed the disciples' feet, we wash the disciples' feet figuratively and literally. He even served those like Judas that hated him and betrayed him. Look for ways to help your pastors and look for ways to help your Sunday school teachers. Look for ways to help your senior pastor. Look for ways to help that church down the street. If you're a senior pastor, then start serving the churches in your community. Start calling them and praying for them. Send them a note, a handwritten note. I prayed for you today. I just want to encourage you. Thank you for being in our city. I'm so grateful you're in our city. We get to co-labor together. Yeah, maybe they do things a little differently. Maybe they have a different flavor. Maybe they're more Baptist or more charismatic or whatever. But we hold to the same core central doctrines, the essentials of the Christian faith, then we can praise God there are different churches in our community. Why? Because we're not going to reach them all. We're not going to reach the whole community. Some people like a more conservative approach to ministry. So they'll choose a church like that. Some people like a more charismatic approach to ministry. So they'll choose a church like that. Some people like the kind of fellowship that you're overseeing right now. So they choose a church like that. So we can serve and serve and continue to serve. Again, we've already balanced, right? Because this is where in our time of discipleship, we would talk about input and feedback. We've already talked about that sacrifice doesn't mean you sacrifice your family. It doesn't mean you're never home or, you know, you're lopsided. But there is plenty to do for the kingdom of God as we occupy until he comes. There's plenty to be involved in, plenty of people to serve, love, care, teach, pray for. Respond to what you see. Open your eyes. One of the greatest tools you have in ministry is not your education. It's not your experience. It's just your eyes, your ears. Respond to what you see and hear. And the Lord will bless you and minister to you. Some of the most beautiful agape love demonstrations are found in the most simple, regular acts of kindness. Endeavor. Reach out to cultivate that fresh heart of a servant every day. In Matthew 23:11, it says, "But he who is the greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted." So good. Again, we've used this banner of Mark 10:45. "Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." And it's a beautiful privilege to be the servant of all. Again, get familiar again. Maybe refamiliarize yourself with Philippians chapter 2, the great kenosis passage of Jesus coming and taking on the form of a man, and the body of a man in the form of a servant. Isn't that great? And I just know that over time, servants somehow become bosses. And God's not calling you to be a boss. He's not calling you to be a manager. He's not calling you to be a supervisor. He's not calling you to be a critic. He's enlisting you to serve. And it's one of the sweetest things where you just know you served and you served faithfully. You did what the Lord asked you to do. You did what you saw and you acted on it. You know, I walk in, I see a full trash can. I'm not looking around, who didn't take this out? Hey, I have hands. I put my Bible down. I tie up that bag, take out the trash. Because that's the first thing someone sees when they walk in those doors. That's the first thing I saw. I just take out the trash. It's not like everyone's sitting on their hands. Everyone's got something to do. But if we all saw that trash, it would never be full. And I just try to, I'm not perfect at this. I mean, I know I get to share on the podcast, but I'm definitely not perfect at this, but I want to grow. Like, I just want to keep serving. Again, as we're winding down here, serving develops humility. It not only requires humility, but it develops humility. And I think it was John Corson that said, and I've adopted it as my own, he said something like, if you really want to know where your heart is related to servanthood, you know, how good of a servant you are, you'll know by how you react when you're treated like one. I'm like, wow, isn't that true? You know, when people expect you to serve, when they just kind of lay that trip on you and you're like, whoa, what kind of person, you know, you're all your internal fleshly stuff. And you're like, well, Lord, you just showed me I serve you and not man. And my eyes are on man right now, and I'm all messed up about it. But you call me, you saved me to serve. You saved me to give. You saved me to sacrifice so that I might represent you, so that more people will come into your kingdom. So more people will grow in grace. So more people will just, you know, see even a little glimpse of you, Lord, living out your life in me. And I just think, man, what a privilege it is to serve the Lord. What a privilege it is to be used of God in these last days. And so remember your pastor's heart, remember your servant's heart. And remember, as we go through this podcast in season 3, we're using the resource Sure and Steady. It's a book. It's available on Amazon. It's also available on calvaryco.store. And the reason I mentioned the Calvary CO is because if you buy anything through there, all the proceeds go to our missionaries. That's great. I mean, anyway, all the net proceeds of these books all go to missionaries anyway, but a lot of it will not go to Amazon, but it will go to the missionaries through our store. So calvaryco.store. And you can get a copy, maybe get some to disciple others. And, you know, you can use it as a tool in the ministry under your care or just personal devos. But as we go through this, these are just things that we've learned and are learning here at Calvary. And I think that they are the culmination of 25 years of ministry, you know, some in California and some here in Colorado. And I want to pour these things and pray these things into your life. Then you can take them to the people you serve and the people you disciple. Maybe there's someone that says, I just really want to grow and learn how to serve well. This is a great beginning. So again, thanks for joining me today. Give us your feedback. Email me, ed@edtaylor.org. Text me directly, 720-608-0012. Get more information on our church here, calvaryco.church, or you can download the free app. We use it a lot and do turn on notifications. And please leave a review. If it's positive, leave a review. It helps people find the podcast. Forward it. Send it to people. Put on your social media, and together we'll partner in what the Lord's doing. I'm so grateful. I'm so glad. It's so encouraging to me, too, that we started up again and season three. I was looking back at some of the episodes that we've done previously. It's been, what a wonderful journey. And it's truly humbling to think that God would use me in these last days, even in a small way in your life. And, you know, God wants to use you, too. So just go for it. What he's put on your heart, what desire he's given you, just go for it. Just step out in faith. Take that, like Pastor Chuck Smith used to tell us, take that venture of faith and let the Lord use you in incredible ways in these last days. Until next time, this is Lead to Serve. My name is Pastor Ed Taylor, Calvary Church, Aurora, Colorado. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Lead to Serve with Pastor Ed Taylor, a leadership podcast from Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado. If you have a leadership question you want to hear answered on a future Lead to Serve podcast, please email it to pastored@calvaryco.church. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe, rate, or review us on iTunes, and share us with your friends on social media. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on the Lead to Serve podcast.